And WTOP's Dave Johnson now joins me for a look back at this Redskins triumphant season. Dave?
Well, Jamie, as they introduce some of the players, I think it's worth noting that this season to remember for the Redskins actually began with a mild quarterback controversy back in training camp at Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Mark Rippon missed the start of the summer workouts because of a contract dispute that even had owner Jack Kent Cook saying Rippon would be a bloody fool not to come to terms with the Redskins. But Rippon did get a new one-year deal. He reported to camp in shape, confident, and also well aware he needed to elevate his game. And with Rippon's return to camp, the focus turned to the team's play on the field. At best, though, the Redskins muddled through the preseason, leaving some observers to doubt how far this team would go. But many players would later say they knew in training camp this team was a special mix. And signs of that surfaced in the opening game when the Redskins shut out the Lions 45-0. This after spending the week leading up to the game talking about how much the run-and-shoot offense concerned them. By season's end, the Redskins would have no reason to fear the run-and-shoot. In late October, the Redskins shook off the Giants' jinx at the Meadowlands, and I think it was clear then they had turned the corner. Save for a loss to Dallas and a season-ending defeat to the Eagles, the Redskins were near flawless. The Hogs were at full force and able to adjust to minor injuries. When Ernest Biner wasn't in full gear, a rookie named Ricky Irvins was, and Gerald Riggs gladly took the role as the short yardage back. On defense, Wilbur Marshall accepted a switch of positions. Charles Mann recovered from knee surgery to earn a trip to the Pro Bowl. In the secondary, Darryl Green seemed to get faster, and a group known as the Killer Bland Blees, led by Brad Edwards, gave the defense some extra punch. And on special teams, Chip Lowmiller, cool as ice, Brian Mitchell electrifying, and John Brandis, well, he was as crazy as ever. The bottom line, Jamie, the Redskins of 1992 embodied the team concept, each player working for the good of the whole, and it's rare when so many personalities can mesh together for a common cause, but when it happens, it's certainly worth rallying around. Jamie?
All right, Dave, and down on the mall again, the Redskins one by one are being introduced up on the stand in front of this huge crowd. And, of course, it's notable also that there are a number of Redskins who are not here today because they're out in Hawaii getting ready for the Pro Bowl. And among them, of course, is the most valuable player, the quarterback of the Redskins, Mark Rippon, and a number of other notables as well, Dave.
So it's because of the Pro Bowl, of course, it's actually a very busy schedule for those players. You're talking about defensive end Charles Mann, who we just mentioned recovering from knee surgery to enter the Pro Bowl. Also, place kicker Chip Lowmiller and others that will not be able to attend this afternoon's rally. Those introductions, by the way, being made by Redskins assistant general manager Bobby Mitchell.
All right, and we certainly have a beautiful day for all the festivities down on the mall. I can recall another one of these a few years ago when it was raining cats and dogs downtown, and it put quite a damper on the celebration. But when you won the Super Bowl, I guess even a rainstorm or a snowstorm wouldn't do that. But at least we have a great day for it. And people up in the trees, I mean, it's just going wild down there. Hog wild, you might say, Dave.
Well, that was a strike-shortened season, so not everything went right. But this year, everything seemed to go right for the Redskins. And, of course, the weather for today, evident of that. And it's kind of a shame, really, Jamie, that Mark Rippon can't be here for the rally because, as we said, it was a team concept for the Redskins. But really, it was his season because so many question marks surrounding him at training camp. But he worked his way through it. And, of course, is now on his way to Hawaii and eventually, I guess, Disney World.